There was a popular British pop song of about 2 years ago called Boom Clap, and it goes like this, part of it. First kiss, just like a drug, under your influence. You take me over, you're the magic in my veins. This must be love. Boom, clap, the sound of my heart. The beat goes on and on and on and on. Boom, clap, you make me feel good. Come on to me now. Not exactly Shakespeare, but it's a catchy song, and it says a lot about what society thinks about love today. Our society is deeply confused about what authentic love is, because we've come to equate love with emotion. Now, emotions are good. They're given to us by God, but they are also fickle and unpredictable. And on some level, we have to be able to control our emotions, not let ourselves be carried away by emotion. Love is not rooted in feelings. It's rooted in an act of the will. We choose to love whether we feel it or not. When I'm encountering couples who are either dating or getting ready for marriage, I see two things that are sometimes warning signs. The first is a little less common. You occasionally meet a couple that has no emotional love, it seems, and that's kind of a problem if you're just starting out. There should be that emotional spark, that excitement, because God gives us those emotions to help us be drawn to a person early on, because you haven't established the depth of love with that other person, not just in marriage, but in any human relationship. So you start off with common interests and with couples with attraction, and so it's an important part of that. I'm sure many of us have been in relationships at some point where we just weren't feeling it. You know, we just sort of got into it and we realized this wasn't really exciting us at all. Hopefully we didn't marry that person. But I'm sure we've all experienced that at some point. And what you're more likely to see, though, are couples that do have that attraction, that do have that emotional pull to each other. But there's not much else. You talk to them about what love is, and it's about shared interests like hiking, or the music that they like, or just the looks of the other person, or that they're a good conversationalist. All things that sort of sum up a part of love, but if it's rooted in that, it's not going to last. Because the emotional love is always only surface deep. In the movie 500 Days of Summer, one of the leads, Tom, is in love with his girlfriend, Summer. And right after he meets her and they start to date, he says, "I love Summer. I love her smile. I love her hair. I love her teeth. I love this heart-shaped birthmark she has on her neck. I love the way she sometimes licks her lips before she talks. I love the sound of her laugh." 500 days later, he's telling that same friend, "I hate Summer. I hate her crooked teeth. I hate her 1960s haircut. I hate her cockroach-shaped splotch on her neck. I hate the way she smacks her lips before she talks. I hate the way she sounds when she laughs." Emotion is a pretty weak foundation for love. Real love is rooted in duty, and it's rooted in God. Real love is like what St. Paul talked about. It's patient, it's selfless, and it's forgiving. It doesn't hold on to past hurts, but finds ways to move forward. Real love is emptying yourself like Christ for the salvation of the one whom you love. And in doing that, you find salvation yourself. Love based on emotion is doomed, because there will always come a day when that attractive coworker is going to stir feelings, emotions, that a spouse of 10 or 20 years may not stir. And in those times of dryness, we make a choice for love, rooted in the vows we made before God, rooted in God Himself, and a love that endures, and one that is transformed from those first sparks into those lasting embers that warm us throughout life, and ultimately bring us to holiness and a deeper happiness. It's the same way with children. The experience of a parent holding their child for the first time is an overwhelming emotional experience. But that does fade after months and months of changing diapers, And the choice to love is often found in driving to a 5 a.m. swim class, or choosing to love while being snowed in with your children for 3 days. I've heard stories, often in the confessional. The emotions fade over time, but the choice to love, rooted in God, does not. And it's really no different for priests, even. That first flush of excitement with those first masses you say, with the first blessings, with the first things that you do as a priest, starts to fade over time, emotionally, as you're getting up day after day at 5 a.m., coming up with a sermon in the bathroom, and then showing up for 6:45 a.m. Mass on a weekday. It's not that same emotional high, but the good priest remains committed to his love of God, his love of the church that he made vows to, and by extension, the love of the people who show up at that Mass. And so it's a choice rooted in love. Ultimately, we look to the cross. The only reason any of us exist is because God loves us at every moment. God literally loves us into being at every moment of our lives. And so, when God was being crucified, when Christ was being spat upon, abandoned by his friends, tortured and killed, he was loving the people that were doing that to him. I'm sure his emotions were not warm and fuzzy, but he knew that his love was based in something deeper. His commitment of fidelity as God to his people. And so no matter what we do to God, his love endures. Even if we're unfaithful, his fidelity endures. And in his mercy, he lets us return to him time and again. Shouldn't we extend that same love as best we can to those people put into our lives? Knowing that Christ loved his murderers makes it a little easier to love those around us, even the most difficult, whether we feel like it or not.